Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
The Windy City Queercast, show number 467. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Scott Duff.
And we sound very energetic because we're on our backs in bed.
We are laying in bed in Memphis, Tennessee, of all places.
In Memphis, Tennessee. I don't know if I've done any of the 466 shows that precede this ever in a bed in Memphis.
Well, I should hope not. You brazen hussy.
Why not?
Because you should be only laying in bed in Memphis, Tennessee with me.
We call that just friendly down here, don't
it
we?
It is just friendly.
We call it just friendly.
It's a variation of porch sitting.
Yes.
Called bed squatting.
Bed laying.
Bed laying.
Bed lying. Is it lying bed or laying?
I don't know. It's
when
called
lying.
It's called we're lazy because somebody got down here and decided that she needed to go eat some barbecue.
I did. I had a barbecue sandwich
and
a big
coconut
slab
cake.
Of coconut cake.
I know. You're crazy.
I was hungry.
I know you and were. You have been hungry.
And I was Southern. And I had pho or pho. What is that?
Pho?
Pho. That sounds something like that.
It's pho.
What is pho?
It's a delicious Vietnamese soup.
Yes.
Pho ga.
And what does it have in it? Because it was so delicious.
It
you're the improvised chef, so you can improvise what it has in it.
Pho and it has ga. It's just really great. It's a special Vietnamese sort of like chicken broth. It's a clear broth, but it's like it takes like 87 days to make.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little Vietnamese woman who's like boiling chickens and straining chickens and boiling them again and straining it, and it's mm-hmm. really good. And there's like vermicelli rice noodles in mm-hmm. there, and chicken and basil and jalapenos and lemon and bean sprouts. It's yummy.
It's so good.
It's really good. Run to your local Vietnamese restaurant, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and there's one good one in Chicago you were saying I need to eat at.
Ballet. Yeah, that's a French Vietnamese place. I don't know if they have pho on Broadway.
Somewhere on Broadway has
somewhere
pho.
On Broadway, yeah. But their sandwiches are really good.
Yeah.
And cheap.
Yeah, I gotta go. That's where I'm gonna go when I get done with my 3-hour tour of eating myself from that's not disgusting, but eating from end to end. That sounded more disgusting.
That sounded even gross. Amy is at my house eating end to end as we're lying in bed. Isn't that just delicious?
Oh my God.
Welcome. You're joining Scott and Amy in bed.
You are.
As she's eating end to end.
I have to say, we just watched the Magic Mike trailer, and because, you know, I'm lesbians who love Channing Tatum, I'm going to start the club right now.
It's so disappointing.
I don't think it's disappointing.
Because you are a girl. Here's the deal.
He's hot looking.
He is hot looking.
I can show this to any straight woman, and she would not be disappointed.
Exactly. But you are talking to a gay man with a speedo fetish, and all I want to see is Channing Tatum's box in a big old banana hammock. That is what I want. There is nary a G-string shot. And there's even Matthew McConaughey.
I love Matthew McConaughey.
I know, but let me tell you, there is hardly a basket shot anywhere in this trailer.
But don't you think it's just because it's the trailer, or do you think they're not going to show their baskets?
They're probably not going to show their baskets. I don't know. I mean, if we want to talk about quality male stripper movies, we must go back to A Night in Heaven with Christopher Atkins.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I mean, we can go back to American Gigolo, but that's prostitute.
Can't we?
Well, Christopher Atkins, that thing was flopping all over the place, but we're talking quality male stripper movies. Yes, well, there was that strange scene that I would watch over and over again as a child with Leslie Ann Warren cupping Christopher Atkins, and you got to see his ding dong.
You did?
You saw his ding dong.
In what? In Days of Heaven?
A Night in Heaven.
A Night in Heaven?
Get it right.
I don't know.
Dear Lord.
I was obviously watching The Hunger in places where I got to see, like, Amanda Donahoe with a strap on.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know.
The Lair of
the
White Worm.
It's pretty much the same thing.
It really is.
You know, Amanda Donahoe.
Trying to do Katherine Oxenberg in her little white nightie.
You know, Christopher Atkins is pretty much, what's her butt, Dynasty Girl? Oxenberg.
Katherine Oxenberg.
Thank you, whatever you just said.
Yes.
And there was another male stripper. Oh, and Bachelor Party. Bachelor Party you saw more because you saw Nick the Dick.
Yeah.
Can we call you Mr. Dick? Don't you remember? You never saw that.
No.
Clearly. Ugh, lesbian.
Yeah, no.
You were watching the wrong HBO movies growing up, girl.
I was,
that's what I have to say.
I have a feeling that all my straight girlfriends are going to want to go see The Magic Night.
You're going to want to go and you're going to want to have a girls' night where you drink, like, pink drinks and...
But I'm a lesbian girl.
Yeah, I know you're a lesbian girl, but like all the straight girls that you hang out with, like, ew, let's give a girl's manual. We'll have feather boas.
I just love strippers in general.
I enjoy the strippers, and I'm still upset that Madrigals is gone from Andersonville, because when I move back, where is my local strip club?
Well, I don't know.
It was upsetting. It was very upsetting. And whoever the owner was, he always reminded me of like a gay Bond villain.
Oh.
He always would sit at the end of the bar with a very, very, very incredibly large martini.
Yes.
And, like, you kind of want to see, like, him petting a cat.
Well, let's open one.
Okay.
We can call it, like, entrepreneurial. We could get some ideas from Magic Mike, and we could just call it Banana Hammock, or we could just call it Hammocks.
Hammocks. See, what I've always wanted to do is open up the gay male version of Hooters and call it Peckers.
Yeah.
And they wear... And they wear short shorts with a woodpecker on the front.
Do you think people are going to think we're high?
They're totally going to think we're high. We're on like a food cone. It's because we're laying down.
And we ate coconut cake. And now we're planning entrepreneurial endeavors that involve sex trade.
Hey, let me tell
you. What's not sex
trade? There's no sex trading.
See, this is it.
You cannot touch.
Okay, can I ask you? Have you ever wanted to fantasy strip? Like, do you ever want to strip?
No, because I feel uncomfortable just walking around like in shorts and tennis shoes without my shirt on. I can't imagine walking around with like boots.
I do too, but if you had good lighting.
I don't care about the lighting. Music. It's the fact that you are wearing like some sort of little like brief and shoes.
Yeah.
It's an odd sensation. I don't like it.
See, I've always wanted to strip.
I've
always wanted to be a stripper, and after doing Enron and getting to show my ass, sorry for those of you who didn't come and see it.
You missed out.
You know, I have to tell you that we had a guy who, Jonathan, if Jonathan listens to the podcast, he'll know. Jonathan was in our show, and then he got an off-Broadway show, so he had to leave. So
I hate when that happens.
Then he did Hair, where he got totally naked out in the suburbs, and then he came back, and he did one day in the same role that he was originally supposed to do, because... Our other guy, Bear, had to go to a rehearsal that he couldn't get out of. So anyhow, so Jonathan came back. Well, he'd watched the show a number of times. And he came back. This all has a point. And he came back to me and he was like talking to me. And he said, hey, because he was like, I love the show. You're so great in the show. He's like, I'm so glad I get to do a show with you. And I was like, I'm too. We at least get to do one of these. Because we had so much fun like the first couple weeks of rehearsal before he had to leave. And he goes, and I have to tell you, you have the cutest little butt. And he goes, you're the cutest butt. And I said, thank you. And then I'm thinking in my head, because there were all these 1990s business suits, skirt suits. I was thinking, my jackets are awfully low. Like, when does he ever see my butt? And I said that out loud. I said, well, my jackets are really low. I'm surprised. I mean, their costumes are really fitted.
No, he's watching
and
it.
He goes, no, there's that one moment where I'm bent over a boardroom and getting taken from behind.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you that for 4 months, I was so divorced from the fact that I was doing that. And I don't know how you can actually think that you were divorced from it, but I was totally divorced from the fact that I was doing that. That I really
well, it's like they always say when you're doing a love scene in a movie, it's like it's not romantic because you've got like 80,000 people watching and
But I guess that's I'm saying all that to say it's maybe it wouldn't mean anything to me, but I've always thought it would be awesome to strip, but I would only want to strip for men. I have no interest in stripping for women.
Okay,
that makes no sense, right?
It really is kind of strange.
Maybe not. I don't know. I mean, I might strip for women.
I don't know. I used to want to strip for men,
but I never have.
But you see, I keep going back to like, you know, Donahue in the early days whenever he would have like the Chippendales on and like the women would just go wacko. Like the dudes, at least they just sit there and just get boners and kind of look at you.
Well, and that's true. I mean, but I don't think straight women would be doing that to me. So
you never know.
I don't. Who knows?
But I don't know. Apparently, you've got a great butt. So.
Apparently, I have a great butt. I don't know. But I think that it was more, you know, there also is all this statistical information that a lot of strippers, female strippers, are bisexual at the least, and many lesbian. And also, so are many prostitutes. Many female prostitutes are bisexual or lesbian.
Where are you getting these facts?
No, this is like statistically...
Where are you getting these statistics? Because also most of them have like big sexual abuse problems in their childhood.
Well, I don't have any big sexual
abuse
problems.
I know you don't, but I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying it's because you can divorce yourself.
We're going into very dangerous territory right now.
Oh, come on.
Oh, dear Lord, this is supposed to be light and fluffy, and now you're talking about prostitutes.
Okay, well.
How dare you?
Why don't we go talk about some news? Because obviously we're not very newsworthy.
No.
But I will say this, that I think that it is a problem, and I think I have statistically figured out something else while we're speaking of statistics.
Okay.
Which is that I woke up here in your house, in your lovely place with Jerry died this morning, and I do not watch the Food Network, but I watched it, and I believe that is why I cannot stop eating all day long.
That's
because
true.
I watch the Food Network, and I don't ever watch the Food Network, and I don't cook, but I love to eat. But I just wanted everything, every show made. I wanted it right then and right there.
Girl, I've got some bacon I got to cook up for you because good bacon.
Let's go. We'll cook bacon.
We'll cook bacon and we'll be back.
And then we'll have the news. Richard Knight Jr.'s got a movie review for us and we'll tell you what's going on in the theater scene. And then Scott Defna, maybe we'll be horizontal by then. I don't think so.
No, we already are horizontal.
Bacon and then, vertical.
The Joffrey Ballet brings passion and romance. In Spring Desire, with works by beloved choreographers. Edward Liang's critically acclaimed Age of Innocence expresses the strength of the human spirit. Jerome Robbins' In the Night is lush and exquisitely romantic. And don't miss Incantations, a world premiere by Val Cataparoli, who Dance Magazine calls a choreographer of uncommon ability and rare dramatic vision. The Joffrey Ballet's Spring Desire at Chicago's Auditorium Theater. Now through May 6th. For tickets, phone 800-982-2787 or visit joffrey.org. 800-982-2787 or visit joffrey.org.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is the Weekend News. Bradley Manning, the out-gay United States intelligence analyst charged with leaking classified military documents to anti-secrecy group WikiLeaks, will face a court-martial September 21st. Manning, who is 24, faces 22 charges, and being found guilty of the most serious ones could result in life in prison. Military Judge Colonel Denise Lind ruled against a motion to dismiss that Manning's attorney filed, saying there was no evidence of the prosecutorial misconduct the defense lawyer claimed.
Missouri is weighing its own version of Tennessee's Don't Say Gay bill. Republican legislators are sponsoring the measure. Sponsor Representative Steve Cookson said that Missouri's bill applies to all discussion of sexual orientation, both gay and heterosexual.
Presidential hopeful Mitt Romney added an openly gay man to his team of campaign advisors. Richard Grenell, 45, served during the administration of President George W. Bush as spokesman for the United States ambassador to the United Nations. However, days after his appointment, Grenell resigned after backlash from anti-gay activists within the party.
The CIA and the Office of the Director for National Intelligence recently hosted the first Intelligence Community Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Summit. The summit was designed to ensure the CIA maintains a high-performing, engaged, and diverse workforce.
Harvard University has agreed with the United States Army to establish a limited on-campus presence for an Army Senior Reserve Officers Training Corps, or ROTC, with the university assuming the cost of student participation in the program. The agreement follows the agreement to have a Navy ROTC presence on campus following repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Thomas Beatty, the first so-called pregnant man, has split from his wife of 9 years, Nancy. Beatty announced the split during his taping of an episode of The Doctors that is set to air May 7th. He also has undergone the last of his gender reassignment surgeries. Beatty has given birth to 3 children.
Middle Tennessee State University, or MTSU, may get its first gay fraternity. It's part of a growing movement in the Midwest and South, where gay students have started their own Greek organizations because they're not accepted in other fraternities. 5 MTSU students said they are working to recruit more pledges to launch a full chapter on the Murfreesboro campus.
The Los Angeles County Coroner's Office has ruled that conservative commentator, blogger Andrew Breitbart died of heart failure caused by coronary disease. Foul play is not suspected and no prescription or illegal drugs were found in his system. Breitbart played a major role in the publicity of the Anthony Weiner sexting scandal. He died March 2nd at the age of 43.
In a landmark ruling, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has announced that Title VII, the federal sex discrimination law, protects employees who are discriminated against because of their gender identity. The ruling resulted from a discrimination complaint filed by Transgender Law Center on behalf of Mia Macy, a transgender woman denied a job as a ballistics technician at the Walnut Creek, California laboratory of the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
Stephanie Lee married her female partner, Brig McDonald, 2 days after Lee won a spot on the women's U.S. Olympic wrestling team. Lee, 27, beat Iris Smith and 2008 Olympian Allie Bernard to secure a spot on the team. Lee said that while she doesn't want to be a spokeswoman for lesbian athletes, she is comfortable with herself.
In an unprecedented move for the organization, Illinois HIV/AIDS agency Chicago House has unveiled a new 9-bedroom facility to house transgender people on Chicago's north side. 9 transgender people will live in the 4-story house before year's end.
Betty Naylor, a founding member of HRC and the National Women's Political Caucus, died at the age of 84. Naylor was a staunch LGBT and women's rights activist with ties to organizations such as Equality Texas, Planned Parenthood, and AIDS Services of Austin.
In world news, Australia's parliamentary speaker, Peter Slipper, has stepped down following claims he sexually harassed a male staffer and misused taxi services. The married Slipper, 62, allegedly told former staffer James Ashby to shower with the door open and moaned in a sexual manner after asking him for a massage. The openly gay Ashby, 33, had started legal action under the Fair Work Act, detailing alleged explicit text messages, unwanted sexual advances, and inappropriate comments.
In Ontario, Canada, viewers of CHCH's morning news broadcast, Morning Live, got an eyeful when a graphic gay sex scene interrupted the airing for about 3 minutes. The station blamed the mix-up on a switching error at one of the cable companies that picks up its signal.
In Argentina, a proposal to allow citizens to change their gender and name in public records may become law soon, which would be a first for Latin America. Many senators are supporting the gender identity bill. The Chamber of Deputies approved the bill, pending since 2007 in December. The Senate is currently debating it.
Also in Argentina, a draft bill has been introduced in Buenos Aires legislature that could allow foreign same-sex couples to get married in the city. Argentina's Same-Sex Marriage Act, introduced 2 years ago, would be amended to include LGBT visitors from other countries. Non-resident couples would be asked to present photocopies of their passports, a temporary address, and the duration of their visit to Argentina.
Rugby star Sasha Harding recently bared all for the cover of Britain's Gay Times magazine as a part of a fundraiser for the Elton John AIDS Foundation. He was one of the 54 men who posed nude for the magazine's annual Naked issue, and his photo was auctioned off to raise even more money for the charity.
Malaysia's information department has barred TV shows featuring gay characters. The ban, which took place effective immediately with state-owned TV and radio stations, is meant to curb the influence of the LGBT community. When it comes to foreign productions, censors will remove individual episodes from current TV shows.
In entertainment news, Cher surprised attendees at the 23rd annual GLAAD Media Awards in Los Angeles when she presented transgender son Chaz Bono with the Stephen F. Kolzak Award alongside Bono's stepmother, Mary Bono Mack. Not even Bono knew his mother would be there. Other highlights of the event included the Hunger Games' Josh Hutcherson receiving the Vanguard Award and Betty White and the Hot in Cleveland cast accepting an award for Outstanding TV Show.
Well, Tyra Banks is shaking things up on America's Next Top Model. Banks has let go longtime co-stars, fashion photographer Nigel Barker, runway coach Jay Alexander, and creative director Jay Manuel.
Tommy Marth, 33, the saxophonist for the rock band The Killers, committed suicide with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. The Killers rose to fame 8 years ago with the debut album Hot Fuss, which included the song Mr. Brightside.
The Lifetime series Army Wives is incorporating a lesbian storyline. One of the women, played by Ryan Michelle Bath, revealed in a group session that she's in a relationship with a recently deployed soldier, played by Kelly Martin of ER. Nicole wanted to keep her relationship with Charlie a secret, even though Don't Ask, Don't Tell is no longer in effect, bringing up the issue of LGBT soldiers who are not comfortable being out.
In New York, the new nightclub 54 Below will launch in June with a two-week engagement by Tony winner Patti LuPone. Other bookings include Christine Ebersole, Adam Pascal, Ben Vereen, Andrea McArdle, Jennifer Lewis, Leah Delaria, Linda Lavin, and Megan Hilty.
Lindsay Lohan reportedly angered the cast and crew of the TV show Glee by showing up 6 hours late to shoot her scenes on April 25th. Lohan is slated to appear in the May 15th episode alongside Perez Hilton.
And in a twist on RuPaul's Drag Race, the winner of this season's contest was named in front of a live studio audience at the reunion episode. Sharon Needles was crowned, beating out Fifi O'Hara and Chad Michaels. Needles won a lifetime supply of NYX Cosmetics, a headlining spot on Logo's Drag Race tour, and $100,000. And that's the weekend news brought to you by Windy City Times.
This is Sharon Gless. And you're on the Windy City Queercast.
Let's go to the movies anyway and see.
I'm Richard Knight Jr., and here's your Night at the Movies Minute. Out writer, director, actor Patrick Wang's In the Family really makes a case, albeit a subtle one, for the understated ways in which the term family has expanded in surprising directions. Ostensibly, the movie hinges on the legal wrangling that goes on when Joey, played by Wang, finds himself in an unexpected custody battle over his six-year-old son, Chip, played by Sebastian Brodziak, after his partner, Cody, played by Trevor St. John, has died in a car accident. We are in Martin, Tennessee, in a place where emergency room nurses are still hesitant or openly hostile when Joey insists that he is part of Cody's family. So what follows Cody's death doesn't surprise us. We've been down this path before in many a film drama which has mirrored the lives of thousands of gays and lesbian parents in decades past. With each revelation about the will that wasn't quite filed, the adoption papers not secured, the executor of the will not part of the everyday discussion, we are one step ahead, knowing that things for Joey with regard to Chip's custody are in big trouble. But underneath, something not quite nimble is going on. Part of that, I think, is due to Wang's graceful technique. Slow and contemplative, with few cuts, filled with long takes, with room to focus on minute details, which help move his story away from the stereotypical histrionics the material would suggest. Another reason for that are the wonderfully complex performances that Wang, a theater dramaturg by profession, gets out of his cast of predominantly New York stage actors. At the film's surprising fade-out, Wang has not only seemed to posit the theory that the definition of family has grown in many imperceptible ways, he has demonstrated it. By the end of the film's 169-minute running time, which only seems padded here and there, Wang's unforced, contemplative approach, devoid of background score and relying on naturalistic lighting and unfussy cinematography, has seemed like the perfect way to underline his message. In the Family is playing exclusively in Chicago beginning April 20th at the Music Box and at various theaters around the country. www.inthefamilymovie.com. I'm Richard Knight Jr., and that's your Night at the Movies Minute.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club. Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Weird.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of May 1st, 2012, you are in Chicago's Culture Club. The celebrated Broadway director David Cromer returns to Chicago with a powerful new production of Jonathan Larson's Tony Award-winning musical, Rent. Produced by About Face Theater, an American theater company, Rent plays now through June 17th. Chicago Tribune's Chris Jones says it might be just a radical interpretation the show needs. Tickets available through aboutfacetheater.com.
Lifeline Theater continues its 29th season of Big Stories Up Close with Jane Austen's beloved romance, Pride and Prejudice, adapted by Christina Calvet. For tickets to Pride and Prejudice, visit lifelinetheater.com. And it runs Thursday through Sunday through June 10th.
And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Hi there, this is Deb Pierce reminding you it's okay. Go ahead. You're not alone. Post a comment.
Back. How was the bacon?
Delicious. It's Benton's bacon from Tennessee. It is very high and fancy bacon.
I like bacon.
I know.
Who doesn't like bacon?
I don't know, but they're un-American.
So can I say that there's just a few things coming up that I want to let all of you all know about and let Scott Duff know about, because he'll be coming up to Chicago because he's moving up this week. That's why we're down here. You're heading up. The first week of May is upon us. Can we all believe we are in the lusty month of May?
Love it.
Gay Idol is continuing.
Oh,
I'm dropping things. Gay Idol is continuing. We have kicked it off this month of April, and May is, the next big month with, events happening all over the city, still opportunities. And it's our 10th year of Windy City Gay Idol. I kind of can't believe it.
Are you going to let me judge this year?
I think you should definitely judge.
I think I should.
I think you should judge and get the facts straight. We're having good singers come out, as we always do.
They're always really good.
So impressed. But coming up this next week, DS Tequila, which I love, right in Boys Town. Great food. It kind of reminds me of Coyote Ugly, actually, because last year they were on the bar dancing and doing karaoke. So it's crazy. They might after our podcast.
Okay, well, there we go. I know. And cowboy boots.
Exactly.
So, I would feel very uncomfortable.
Exactly. So you can go have yourself a massive Smirnoff martini or cocktail. DS Tequila is at 3352 North Halsted, and their event is Thursday, May 10th, so next Thursday. And then we go to Spin, which I love, on Monday night, the 14th. Then we're back up in our neck of the woods for The Call on Bryn Mawr on the following Thursday, May 17th. And then the big wild card night, Monday, May 21st. So the next Thursdays and Mondays, there's going to be a Gay Idol event, and you can find all that information at WindyCityMediaGroup.com. But the wild card night at Roscoe's is the last chance, that you can come, you can sing your song, and hopefully be one of our semifinalists at the big semifinals at Sidetrack on Saturday, June 2nd. So all of these events, lead up to Gay Pride, and it's so much fun. Sophia Sapphire is hosting this year, and we have rotating judges, and you win $100 if you are the person with the most votes at each bar. So who doesn't want to win $100 for singing a 2-minute song?
I want to win $100.
Exactly. Bring a lot of your friends.
I also want to judge.
I'll drink and somebody sing a song. So, and there you go. So, come on out. It's the 10th year of Windy City Gay Idol. And I think we're far more interesting than American Idol because I think American Idol is blows this year.
I'm sorry with American Idol. Let me tell you.
Well, after they kicked off Colton, I just didn't know what
to do. I just don't even watch it because to me, it's I used to watch it and I always felt like they put those kids through the ringer. I mean, they have to do
well, they don't.
Everything.
They don't so much now.
They don't anymore. That's true.
I like how they've handled... I mean, once they lost, like, Simon Cowell, who was just, you know, whether he was right or not, he was just, you know, I mean, not a mentor. And Paula Abdul, who was addled in some way, shape, or form, almost in some way. I don't know how.
Poor sweet baby.
But I think Jennifer Lopez really loves these kids. I love Steven Tyler.
Oh, I know.
He doesn't say anything
good.
They bring on these mentors now. And I do think that that's really what an amazing opportunity. But I just don't feel like they have any artists. I feel like here's the problem. I feel like when you pick people this young, they don't know who they are. And so many of them, you've got Phil Phillips, who knows who he is, but you got these other people who just, they have incredible instruments and they can sing, but they don't have anything to say. And so I just think it's a problem unless you're going to pair them
with
a songwriter.
In general today, really.
But don't you think they should pair them with a songwriter who kind of feels like that voice is what I want singing my music and then give them something to say?
Ooh, that's good.
Because they have nothing to say. And that's the problem. That's why we don't care unless we're 14 years old.
Well, because most of them are singers and not singer-songwriters.
Well, yes, but even... Barbara Streisand was a singer, but she had something to say at a very young age. You know, I think even Jennifer Hudson had a point of view when she came on that show. It was unformed, and she had mad talent. But even that developed. I mean, she didn't win, you know, but she had a point of view.
Oh, no, I just sneezed.
What?
Oh, wait, it went away. I'm sorry. I had to sneeze while you were in the middle of your rant.
Oh, that's okay.
That was horrible.
Oh, I'm so
sorry.
Sorry.
It was awful.
I'm sorry, baby.
I apologize.
You can
all this
sneeze.
Talk about American Idol. Just...
That you've acclimbed.
It got me acclimbed.
But anyhow, you know, I think that that's maybe the difference because I think the years that they don't pick people who really know who they are, like the country kid from last year, he knew who he was though.
Yeah,
he knew
I
who
know.
He was.
I think my
prediction, and I haven't watched last week's, so I may even already be wrong, but I think the little country girl's maybe going to win. And I think she maybe deserves to win because I think
all...
she knows who she is.
Let me tell
or
you.
Or Phil Phillips, who knows who he is.
Is he from the South?
Dave Matthews. He's Dave Matthews.
Is he
He's
from the South, though?
I don't... Yes.
Because let me tell you, the people
the
that I've noticed, all the Southerners always do really well in there. Because they're raised
Clay
up on
Aiken.
Those like those pageants and county fairs and stuff like that.
Well,
it's
that
true.
May be why.
It's really true. And because they do, they've had some sort of point of view because they've been judged before by going to all these little county fairs and these pageants and all that crap.
Well, Justin Timberlake's from the South. I just think we're more talented Southern people.
Oh, dear Lord.
And if you're Southern and gay, you're really
yeah,
got something
then
going
you're
on.
Screwed.
No,
yeah,
you're not.
You
if you avoid it.
If you stay in the South.
Well, if you stay in the South, that's hard.
You gotta go to Atlanta or something.
Yeah, well, I don't know. The best drag queens come from the South.
Mm-hmm.
The best performers, I think.
I don't know. Chicago's always got some good drag.
Well, we do
always
some good
got
drag.
Some good drag.
We always do. But I just
and
mean like
fun.
RuPaul, Lady Bunny, the most iconic of drag queens are from the South.
Well, there we go. Way to plug the South, Windy City girl.
I know. People listen to us from all around the world.
It's true.
We just come from Chicago.
It's
like,
true.
Like Okra Winfrey.
Like Okra.
Who I miss, by the way. So hearing Richard Knight Jr. give our movie review today, we can finally announce that Scott Duff and I are both in Richard Knight Jr.'s movie.
I know, I'm so
and
excited.
We start filming this week. You start this week, I start
actually,
next week.
Yeah, actually, I just finished shooting.
Yeah, you finished?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did. All right, well, so we obviously haven't visited.
I know.
It's, you know, it's really, it's amazing little...
It's
film.
A groovy little script, actually.
It's so sweet.
It's really sweet.
There's no banana hammocks in it.
No
either.
Banana hammocks in it
no.
yet. Well, no, there is a little, well, possibly. Who knows? But it's a really great, like, queer retelling of the Christmas Carol story.
Yep.
And it's just, like, it has a lot of heart. And yep. I play the gay male equivalent of Mrs. Cratchit.
Yes, Bob Cratchit's wife.
Wife named Drew.
Y'all are like the
with
Brangelina.
With my Brangelina brood of multi-culti kids.
Yeah. You have the Tiny Tim.
Yes.
Who's supposed to be the most adorable actor in the whole wide world.
She's very sweet.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, but the cool thing is, we're actually having a big benefit.
Yes.
On the
sixth. This Sunday.
The sixth. At Mary's Attic.
At Mary's Attic. It's only, I think it's like $20, and you come and there's tons of food and there'll be some entertainment and
I think it's from 3 to 6.
Yeah.
Three to five
this Sunday, Mary's Attic. Come by. You'll get to meet people from the cast. And there are many actors from L.A. The guy that plays your husband.
He's from L.A.
He's on The Lair.
The Lair, the big gay, the seminal gay vampire show.
There you go, The Lair.
And Tim Kazurinsky, who I am just dying to meet.
Yeah.
Because he was a big Saturday Night Live guy, like back in the Eddie Murphy, Joe Piscopo years.
Right.
And he was always kind of like the guy that, he wasn't the glittering star like right? those guys, but he was so funny to me, and I love him, and I'm sad we don't have any scenes together.
Yeah.
But I cannot wait to meet him. I love him. He's actually in Hairspray right now out at Drury Lane.
Yeah.
And Bruce Vilanch is in it.
Bruce Vilanch is in the film.
And
my wife is Rusty Schwimmer, who has been in The Perfect Storm with Diane Lane. I've already gotten the 411 on that. She was in North Country with Charlize Theron. I haven't yet gotten the 411 on that, but
you
will. But I was told that it was fine for me to totally have a crush on Diane Lane, that she was all woman and so sweet, and that I would love her.
I bet.
So that's good.
I like
Diane. And Megan and Rusty's been on like every television show known to man, so she's fabulous.
Yes, and Hot Ronnie. Hot Ronnie from Make Me a Supermodel.
Yeah, Ronnie Kroll.
Ronnie Kroll. Ugh, he's hot.
He's hot. He's in it. Megan Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
Who was in A League of Their Own and played Marla Hooch.
If
you know League of Their Own, you know who Marla Hooch is. But so it's just a really great cast.
Yeah, and so then, come on out and support the movie and have a good time, meet some of the cast members. And
it's called Scrooge and Marley,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to release during the holiday time. But it's being filmed in Chicago, so it's going to be a Chicago thing. We're filming in Chicago homes and bars and clubs, and it all takes place contemporary Chicago.
And a lot of Chicago actors too, which I think is great because Chicago has so many good talented people.
Well, and even the people we've mentioned, you know, have some sort of foothold in Chicago.
Yeah,
they have a connection
to
Chicago, which is why they wanted to be in it. And it's going to be really, really fun. So we hope you will come out. And Scott and I'll both be there if you
we'll
want to
meet
us. And others.
And they have a bed there. We can lay down in it.
We can do a podcast. We should do
a live podcast from there. That'd be good.
That would be good. Maybe we will do that. That'll be good.
We'll do some celebrity interviews.
You're really interested.
I'm on it.
Mitchell Fame Space.
I'm telling you, Mitchell,
man?
You're on a boat.
Mitchell,
stay on the boat.
That's right.
All right.
Stay on your boat.
And Steven Rader, look out. I'm coming after your bald ass. Okay.
That's right.
And I'm gonna wear flip flops, which I know will upset you.
Uh oh.
Look out.
He doesn't like a flip flop.
He hates a toe.
Bitch hates a toe. Oh my God. So before we go, Kathy Griffin has a new show.
She does, and I'm
what kind of show is it?
Well, it's on Bravo, and it's like
oh my God, The Gay Network.
Oh my God,
Logo's gone, right? Is
Logo's,
it gone yet?
I don't know. But it's still
RuPaul's network, and that's it.
RuPaul's network right now, and then they'll show.
Do you watch the Shaws thing? The Shaws of Sunset?
Oh, no. I can't do that. But Kathy Griffin's on Bravo.
Yes.
And she's got her own little late night talk show where she's does a little stand up, and she's kind of insisted instead of having A-list celebrities on, she's going to talk to just regular everyday folk. And, I've only seen one because I haven't watched the other ones yet. I'm a little on the fence.
Yeah.
It's a little. Bravo is still kind of using it to push their other shows because it's right after one of those Housewives shows. And it's a little reminiscent of Andy Cohen, who...
Yep.
Have you seen the Andy Cohen
what
on SNL?
Live?
But have you seen the SNL thing?
Yes, very funny.
Where it's like, I'm Andy Cohen and I can't stop moving like a shark or I'll die.
Yes, and I'm talking about myself.
Exactly.
What do you think of me?
There we are. I'm so cute. It's a little like that, but... And Kathy's got to kind of figure it out, but she sings the theme song.
She does?
She does, and she is auto-tuned within an inch of her life.
That's hilarious.
She should not audition for Windy City Idol.
No.
She should not.
Because
there is
Idol.
No live auto-tuning. Although she, too, has Chicago connections.
No, she does. She
loves
Chicago.
It's good. I love me some Kathy Griffin. She's funny. I think I would love to spend, a lunch with her.
Uh-huh.
And then that would be enough.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Kathy's lovely, you know. I mean, I think so many people have tried to figure out this talk show, nighttime talk show concept. I think it's a struggle, you know. I mean, Rosie tried.
Changed
the format,
we're pulling
failed.
For,
you know, I mean, we forget.
And I'm pulling for Kathy, too. I really think she'll figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's so many people who have tried to, you know, find that thing. And I think the hardest thing is that, you know, the talk show used to be where we found out what was going on. People marketed things. People sold books and CDs and tours and movies. And nowadays we sell stuff so many different ways and people hear people's stories through so many different venues. I don't know. It's really, you know, interesting. I mean, now David Letterman has now finally passed with his new contract. He will be the longest, you know, longest running talk show host of all time, you know, but it's just, it is true. You know, I mean, I think Oprah kind of got out at a time when it was the time to get out, and everybody's kind of looking for a format. People say, well, we want to sit down and talk with real people. And I don't know that people really want real people.
No,
I mean,
they
want them in reality shows a mess, but I don't know that they really want to sit down and know what's going on with them.
But the real people that she's talking with are talking about celebrities. It's just, she'll sit down with us.
Yeah, it's like
us. And jibber jabber and be like, hey, so what do you think about...
We're not real people, though.
It's true, we aren't.
We're actually so fake.
No, we're not.
We're not real at all.
Because we're magical fairies.
That's right. I'm actually Heidi Klum.
I'm Amy Seal. I am Seal. Mixed with
Andre
3000.
We're robots. I don't know.
Aliens. I ain't no robot. I'm Seal.
Okay, you be Seal. He's gorgeous. Are we going to have sex now?
Yes, we will, because we're already laying down.
Can I call you Magic Mike?
Absolutely.
That would be really fun.
You Ricky Martin.
Okay. Let's go live La Vida Loca while I shebang.
All right.
All right, everybody. Have a great time. I've got to get all this food. Come on. I think I'm just going to roll over and saw some logs for a minute. I'm sleepy.
Why did that sound dirty?
I don't know, because you're in bed with me.
Eating from end to end and sawing logs. And
yeah. You want to see my banana hammock?
Yes.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.